And that's the program for today. The newscast was produced by Catherine Comp and Jess Burns. Our technical producer at KPFA in Berkeley is Scott Pham. Thanks to Amy Goodman with Democracy Now!, Nathan Moore, Julie Alexander, the FSRN Board and Steering Committee, and many others for relentless work to make sure FSRN stays on the air. For more information on how you can support FSRN, go to our website, fsrn.org. Thanks for listening. In San Francisco, I'm Danny Wood.
Listening to radio station WBAI New York. The time is just about 7 o'clock. Time once again for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse.
The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on a very good connection this week, because this week I'm right here in front of the microphone on some faraway place. Greetings, Mike.
Hello.
And Kyle is here.
Yeah, what up?
Back from overseas as well. Voltaire.
Greetings.
And Dot Rhett.
Hello.
Red Hacked.
Hello.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Jim.
Yep.
And Bernie S. down in Philadelphia.
Welcome back and greetings from Philadelphia.
That's just the first part of the show. We have a whole other cast of characters waiting for the next. Every few minutes, we're going to introduce
them.
Oh, yes, we have a special guest, too. Also standing by in the studio. I can't see you because you're behind the monitor here.
Hi.
Mitch Altman is here, also back from overseas. Well, I guess maybe the three of us, Kyle, Mitch, and myself, who have been wandering around parts of Europe for the CCC Congress and various excuses to stay there for weeks afterwards as well. Maybe just a quick roundup as to how it was this year. What do you think, Mitch? It was a particularly good Congress, wasn't it?
Yeah, for me, it was probably the best one for me that I've been to, and I've been going since 2006.
And was it better because less people were there, because they put a limitation on how many people could attend? Was that the reason?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. There are so many people that can benefit from this and want to do it, but they sold out within several minutes after putting the pre-sales online.
4 minutes. And I was actually lucky, because I was a part of that, and I was here in the United States, and it wasn't loading, and I just kept hitting reload over and over again, and it actually worked, and I got my ticket that way.
Yeah, I was in Japan, and I set the whole thing up at 5 in the morning so I could get the tickets when they went on sale. Yeah,
you see, we don't just call friends and ask them to give us tickets. No, we do all this ourselves.
Yeah, well, it's important, and then, of course, I bought a few extra for friends.
Ah, so because of that, a lot of people didn't get in because
at least one
hoarded the tickets.
Well, one person got to come in. But yeah, they did limit it so it wasn't as crowded at all of the talks as the year before. So that helped. And there was also a lot of diversity this year because it's such a – I don't know, the whole hacker scene has been taking off. And it's so popular at hacker spaces, at hacker conferences, and you know, maker fairs and whatever all else. The word has gotten out in the mainstream press. It's all really very positive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting – not just like what people traditionally think of in hacker realms as hardware and software security, but also there was someone there who was doing how to do fermented beverages.
There you go.
Yeah. And,
I mean, what's the one you make out of tea?
Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Yeah, he had a kombucha workshop.
Nice.
And, in music and video and photography and you name it, there were so many interesting
things. An exciting time to be a hacker.
Yeah, I had a really, really, really good time this year. It was my second year at Congress and my second year volunteering as an angle. And
Angle?
Yeah, angle.
What's an angle?
Well, they have the Chaos Angle system, and those are volunteers, people that help out. And
it's a German conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying the word angel, except you're saying it in German.
Yeah, angle means angel.
Okay.
So I was an angel again.
Some people might have thought you were standing at a right angle or something, and that was your position.
No.
No, okay.
Well, so that is some of the volunteers do have to do that.
I had to do that for a while. Not everybody, but a lot of people volunteer, and it's pretty cool.
I bring this up because I actually beat the online sales and everything because the angles were given golden tickets, and so you get priority, and they have a batch of tickets for people that volunteer.
And you were a volunteer last year.
I was a volunteer my first year, and this was my second.
So next year, I don't have to worry about this, hopefully.
Yes, because you volunteered. Yeah.
And so now that you said that, next year and the year after that, the whole angle system will also max out within 4 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be just a conference full of angles.
So the best volunteers will rise to the top.
Yeah. Well, there was one kid there who was volunteering. He was watching the door for something like 8 hours straight. He had 32 hours on the first day somehow. The poor guy wasn't sleeping or anything.
We were done at like 1 or 2 in the morning, and he was like, yeah, I'll be done at 8:30, 9.
Yeah.
Well, you always get people like that. I remember at Hope we had volunteers like that.
Yes, not Kevin was one of them.
The same people would be sitting there for hours and hours, and you'd say, all right. I mean, it's fine. You're helping out.
People stay up for the entire weekend, refuse to get any sleep. It's, it's admirable, but it's also kind of dangerous sometimes.
Well, there is a very good reason for that. I will tell you from personal experience at Hope. I touched a bed at one point on the second day, and I stayed there for 2 or 3 more hours than I intended.
Just by touching it?
Yes.
Wow.
I couldn't get up, and I was like, oh, no, oh, no.
Yeah, that'll happen. That will definitely happen. But, yeah, it was a blast. Wandered around. Mitch, did you go anyplace else other than Berlin this year?
Just here in New York. Uh-huh. It's a short trip for me.
Okay. Berlin, New York. That's a good combination.
Yeah, two of my favorite cities.
Yeah. Well, Kyle and I were in Scandinavia and Switzerland and France, as well as the other place we went to.
Did we mention,
Bernie, you know where we went to, right?
Did we mention this last week? When we called you in Zurich, the man who answers the phone in your hotel answers the phone in like 12 languages. It takes a very long time.
Wow. Well, Zurich is a very international place, but don't try to get food after 10 p.m. because it won't happen.
Wait, you can get food at 10 p.m. in Zurich now? As late as 10?
The guy at the hotel, the guy you spoke to who spoke 12 languages, he made us a pizza, actually. We got back at about 10:15. There was no food anywhere in the whole city. And we were asking about him. He said, asking about the food, and he said, "Well, I can just make you a pizza." Okay, I don't know who's going to wash the front desk, but he did it. He came up to the room with a pizza, and it was really, it was something, and apparently unusual too.
And apparently, you can do that in any language.
Yeah,
he can do that in any
language. Yeah, it really is interesting. But Zurich, as well as Scandinavia, extremely expensive. I mean, you go to a cafe and have a couple of coffees and a couple of sandwiches. You spend $50. It's it's something else. But that's part of the whole travel experience.
Definitely a worthwhile part of the trip, though, seeing and exploring that place. I had always wondered about Zurich myself, and just getting a chance to go there was really cool.
Another part, of course, of related to travel is returning to the United States. And, as some of you might know, and as I expected, same thing over again with me coming back into this country. This time, when I got to the customs guy, handed in my little form, he asked me, "Have you ever been questioned before when returning to the country?" And I said, "Well, I've been randomly selected in the past," using their terminology.
And I had already gone through, and she didn't even ask me anything. She just stamp, and just said I could go. And I was lingering a little bit. I wanted to see where my stamp was, and then I realized you were still speaking with them, so I sort of lingered a little bit more before going to turn in my customs form, and I was sort of faking after a while because I wanted to make sure you got through. We didn't really talk about if something happened. And I'm frankly kind of getting sick of this happening to you.
Welcome to the club, yeah.
Yeah. This seems to be a frequent occurrence, and I think maybe it's time for a little action, like a FOIA, to find out what's up with
You saw me being escorted away.
Yeah, and that was a little frightening.
A private room, and it was the room said CBP, Customs Border Patrol, eligibility. And what they did was they took me into this room, which was – it looked sort of like a courtroom. It had about 20 seats, none of which were filled because there was nobody else in there. And then there was this this raised desk in the front that had three what looked like police officers. They were dressed up in police uniforms.
They were other than the short, pasty, skin-headed customs guy that walked you in there?
Yeah, that neo-Nazi guy. He dropped me off and went back to victimize more people, apparently. Although nobody else came in. I was the only one there.
Right.
Three cops in the front, and they simply didn't say really anything to me. And I would not sit down. They wanted me to sit down, but that was the one thing I wasn't going to do. I was going to hold my ground on that ridiculous thing and just stand up the whole time and wait for this to play out. And I was very close to just mouthing off at them and saying, when are you guys going to get tired of this? When are you going to get tired of simply targeting me for no reason? You never find anything. You just like to be bullies and interfere with somebody's life. Constantly, every time I come back to the country. Same thing happened coming back into Canada just a couple of months ago. Same thing happened last year. It's ridiculous, and I am really sick of it. I was very